What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me down. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. The final count on the Twitter question is Trey Turner underappreciated. 51.5% say yes. 48.5% say no. And as I look at our Twitter page, we have the photo there from YouTube of Broads showing up in the studio in a full Flyers garb, wearing a sweater, Hextall sweater, the Flyers boxers, the hat, rollerblades, gloves, and a stick. He came flying into the studio.
He came in banging in the walls.
Glass banger, is that what they call him?
Yes, glass banger. I'm rarely like, whoa, I don't know what to do here. Broads had me on my heels.
I know. I don't see you shook very often.
I was shaking.
I didn't know where you wanted to go.
Yeah.
Is he going to break out of this? Is he going to snap out of it?
Well, I just wanted to let him fly
just
or whatever.
Do his thing. Yeah.
Just yelling. By the way, the Flyers in 50 was psychotic. The actual portion of the program where he did Flyers in 50, all he did was yell hockey.
There's like, no content.
No.
It was just,
no content.
Come on, Danny! Like, just cut that.
That guy's got sauce!
Yeah, it's good, man.
He's saucing it up left and right!
He does that for Ike. He does all the, the hockey lingo for
Ike. I love
Ike.
It. It's good, man. Yeah. It's like you with your baseball jargon, man.
Come on, man. You love Ched.
I do.
What's Ched?
Cheddar.
What's that? If a guy can throw hard?
Throw on Ched.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Throw on Ched.
Come on, man. Go on, Yaya.
What's that?
Hitting the home run.
Oh.
Come on, man. It's good stuff.
Man.
So the question is, like, so what does Trey Turner, I guess, have to do for make people say, like, he's a fully appreciated? Because people brought up today's contract, right?
Yeah.
He signed the contract. And I know it's $300 million. Like, I'm not doing this to defend Trey. I'm just like, is there
a postseason? There's no postseason, even though I thought he hit the ball well into the NLCS a couple years ago.
Yeah, he had like a 1,300 OPS.
He still doesn't have the Bryce moment. He didn't even have the Rhys Hoskin bat spike moment.
Well, but that's also an all-time.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm just saying. you're asking, like, what will it take? Because what people will say is, well, he's putting up these meaningless numbers in the regular season. Right?
Yeah, it's not that they're meaningless.
Well, also, but... I think he needs a full regular season.
Yeah.
But he's good. He has not had a full regular season. Mm-hmm. He had the back half of one. He had the front half of last year. And he's had two months or month and a half so far this year. He needs... At least one full good season. I think that, and by the way, I don't even think he'd need a full good season if he had what you're talking about. If he had some sort of playoff moment that everybody remembered and everybody was, you know, like we could play over and over again. But I just think, I don't think there's anything he can do this year to change people's mind during the year. I think he needs a full good year, and I think he needs playoff performance too. 215-592-9494. Phil in Center City, you're on WIP.
Hey, Ike, Spike, Fritz, thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir, Phil.
What's up, Phil?
Hey, earlier you guys were talking a little Eagles. You were talking about if they'll get an edge rusher. Just wanted to say, I think their depth at edge rush is pretty good. Quick side note on that, Abdul Carter at the Giants was talking about LT Lawrence Taylor. I think Jalik Hunt is going to be the one drawing LT comparisons this year. But in terms of a trade for a player, I sort of wanted to know what Ike thought about their depth at middle linebacker. If Zach Bond goes down, it seems like they'd have not a lot there and not a lot of experience there. So I was wondering if that could be a spot that they trade for. Otherwise, thanks again, guys, and go Fritz. All right, see ya.
All right, okay.
Nice.
Listen, the Eagles have done a complete 180 on their linebacker evaluations, right? We know they value the position now. We know it.
Yes. As they drafted a linebacker.
Yeah. I don't know if, by the way, they drafted an off-ball linebacker. Yes, yeah. Not a pass rusher like some people think.
Right. I was told he's an edge rusher.
Yes, he's an off-ball linebacker as of now. No, I don't think they would because they've invested in that position already. I mean, you got a couple picks. We got a pick last year with Jeremiah there. You drafted a linebacker this year. You still got Nakobe, who's coming off an injury, and you drafted the other kid from Georgia this year. Smile
Mondon.
Mondon. I'm going to get that name together.
Smile. Smile.
Yeah, I know it's Smile. Yeah. So, no, I don't think they will go out and get another middle linebacker.
Well, and also his comment about them having depth at edge, they have a lot of guys.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? But, like, but
they have bodies. We don't know how much. We don't know the quality of the depth
To steal one thing that Mike Lombardi did right, he used to say when he used to be on the Bill Simmons podcast years ago, he would say if people ask you who you have at the position and you list off eight guys, it means you don't have anybody. He called it a diner menu. He'd be like, diner menus aren't really, diners are good, okay at a lot of stuff, not great at anything. That's why they have a million things on the menu. Mm-hmm. No offense to diners. I love diners. Like,
especially where we live.
Yes, I do. I love diners. I do. I love diners. Great diners. Shout out. What's the one near us?
Harrison.
The Harrison House Diner.
Yep.
The thing about the Eagles edge guys, we don't know who's going to be good. We assume Nolan Smith will be good.
Right.
We assume, but outside of that, it's all like,
it's going to be, because it could be boom or bust there.
Yeah.
Like they could, the young players can reach their potential and they start to flash and show you that. And even the guys they brought in, Ojulari and Uche. They may add quality depth, but then there's also the possibility that you don't get much of anything out of any of these guys because the two young ones are still young and it's their first time being in this role. And the guys that they brought in for depth or to win those jobs, to challenge them, they haven't really had a lot of experience of being a full-time starter for 17 weeks.
Well, Ojulari's hurt all the time, and Uche hasn't been good in 2 years.
Yep.
So yeah, maybe it'll work, but also, to your point, maybe a bunch of them don't work.
Yep.
So Adam Silver was on our old friend Craig Carton's show on FS1 today and talked about the All-Star game, and here's what he had to say.
But what about the concept of USA versus the world? Is that something that we will see possibly next year as you continue to try to tinker with the weekend?
Yes. So next year, as part of our new media deals, the All-Star game returns to NBC, where it was when we were younger. And it so happens that next season will be smack in the middle of the Winter Olympics. So, in fact, the game will be on NBC, and the very day we're on, there'll be the lead-in will be Winter Olympic events, and then coming out of the All-Star Game, which is now going to be in the afternoon instead of the evening, there'll be more Olympic events. So what better time to feature some form of USA against the world?
I like it.
So they did it already. As I mentioned, our show meeting, like, they're all ignoring they already did this. They did it in 2020 before COVID happened. They haven't done it again. I'm hoping, first of all, the world has the best players
in
the
NBA.
It's
not even close, I don't believe,
Jokic.
I don't even believe it's close.
Jokic, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Giannis, Luka.
Embiid.
And like, even... You start getting to the American guys in the second half of the top 10, but there's a very big difference between that group of four or five players and everybody else.
We got LeBron, Steph, KD, and...
They're 100 years.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. 1,000 years old.
Anthony Edwards.
Jalen Brunson.
You got Anthony Edwards, Jalen Brunson.
Oh, how many Knicks? Tatum won't be able to play.
No, Tatum won't be able to play, but Jalen Brown will.
Jalen Brown will play.
Man, but he can't go left.
Yeah, and he's top 20.
He can't go left, but I still like Jalen Brown.
I do not like Jalen Brown.
You don't like Jalen Brown?
No. I've lost so much money on Jalen Brown. He he does not pass the basketball.
He's not a passer.
Yeah, he's not a passer.
Okay. Yeah.
Peyton Pritchard.
Well, hopefully.
Cooper Flagg might be on it.
On the All-Star team?
I would imagine he could be. On the American team, we need him.
Could
he
get Kawhi out there?
How many players do we have?
Well, hopefully.
Maxey?
If he makes the All-Star
team. Max was an All-Star, wasn't he?
2 years ago. Yeah, not
last
year.
Oh, he didn't make it this year? Oh, that's right. He didn't play enough.
Yeah. Well, he was good for a stretch, like in the middle of the season, but he started off poorly. Then they had the fake injury. He, like, hopefully, here's what I'm hoping, is that what's going to happen leading up to this All-Star game is all the press is going to be that the world team has all the good players.
Yep.
And the U.S. doesn't.
Right.
And hopefully this shames the U.S. players into trying hard and winning the game.
Yeah. I would actually keep LeBron off of it. Just like, because he's ruined everything he's, you know, touched with the NBA. So, like, in order to make this
pure
guys to compete.
Yes.
Like, LeBron needs to be left off. Also, can we grow up with calling SGA an international player?
He's from Canada.
Yeah, he's from Canada.
That's not...
What's U.S. versus the world? It's not in the United States.
Yeah.
It's
I know you got. I know you're trying to make it the 51st state. It's not yet.
And but it's Canada. It's not a different. It's not really a different country. I mean,
no, it really is.
A different country.
But
it's the same
really
continent.
Is a different country.
No, but it's not. It's the same.
Just you got to use your passport to get into it.
Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, I went to Canada.
Wemby is international.
Wemby has another one.
Yeah.
I don't think Canada should count. I think SGA should be.
You see, that's how desperate we are. We need Canadians, yes.
We need SGA.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
I hope they do it. I hope they care. Like, if they care, it could be great.
That's it.
That's like we talked about hockey last year because of that USA thing.
Yes, but those guys care.
Exactly.
Yeah, I hope these guys care. And I hope all the press about how good the world is shames the U.S. players.
I think that's
our only hope.
That's our only hope right there. Yeah.
215-592-9494. Ike?
You know, hey, let's talk about my friends at Dietz and Watson. You know it. It's grilling season. Fire up that grill with hot dogs, sausages, and meats from Dietz and Watson. Enjoy endless sandwich combos with freshly sliced meats, cheeses, and condiments. Don't forget about their protein-packed Dietz Nuts meat snacks. Yeah, there's something for everyone in the family. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find the local retailer near you and grilling recipes. Dietz and Watson, premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
I think I watched John Ritchie eat Dietz Nuts meat snacks for breakfast for a year. Before I was like, I understand you like them, man. I don't know if that's a proper breakfast.
Out on it, bro.
Yeah.
It's a lot of protein.
215-592-9494. Josh in Chicago, you're on WIP. What's up, Josh?
Yo, what's up, guys?
What up?
What's up, Josh?
The part talking about the Trey Turner thing, that the reason why, like, everyone thinks he's underappreciated, he's getting paid Bryce Harper money, but no one, you know, when he comes up to bat, no one thinks of him doing Bryce Harper things.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just.
Yeah, I agree with you. I also think even if he was good more consistently, people would lay off a little bit. You know, like it's been the story of two seasons every season he's been here. His you know, Ike said earlier, his biggest moment is getting a standing ovation because he wasn't playing good. And then he played well after that, played well in the first half last year until he pulled the hamstring, mm-hmm. and he's played well for the first 7 weeks of this season. But it's like when you look at Trey Turner's career here, it's only been okay. It hasn't been great. He showed flashes, but he hasn't had a great career here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Also, Jack, we need like a Rocky style montage of you training, you know, running down the streets.
Yes. Yeah. We got to send him to Russia like Rocky IV.
Yeah, that'll teach me.
Send Buzz out there to recording while he's training. I like it.
Oh, I like it. Thank you for the call, Josh.
Out there in the old Dub C.
Yeah.
How about the camera? Is he training at all for this?
Come on. He's trying to stay alive. He's just trying to stay alive.
Secretly, what's he doing?
He might be. He is a little overconfident, though, so maybe he doesn't think he needs to. But to keep his body from falling apart, I feel like he needs to train. You know? Like, he's in such bad condition.
Do some sit-ups.
Dan in Maryland, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys, real quick, I just had to share this. I went to a music festival a couple weeks ago, Ocean City, Maryland, and I was thinking of you guys. The headliner of Nickelback, and the guys in front of me were like, oh, hey, can't wait for it to come on. It's going to be great. And then they started singing the 5:30 Creed. I was like, you got to be kidding me. So I leaned in. I'm like, Ike, Spike, and Prince would be so ashamed of you guys. And they were like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly my point.
Oh, how was that show? The festival in Ocean City, Maryland. I saw that. I was like, oh, that looks like fun. Was it fun?
Oh, it was great. It was Def Leppard Saturday night and then Nickelback Sunday night, and it was phenomenal. You got to have strong calves to walk through the sand, but it was phenomenal besides that.
Yeah, my sister-in-law Paige was like, we should go to this concert. And I was like, I am not going to a festival show where, like, I'm too old for festival shows.
Yeah.
Where they're playing from, like, noon until 11 o'clock. I can't do that.
Yeah. And real quick, so I was walking through and I saw a guy who looked like ESP. So I walked up to him, like, are you ESP? He's like, no. I'm like, I'm still not sure if it was him and he was just embarrassed to be there or.
Well, there's no shot he's at a Def Leppard
show. Nickelback show. There's no chance. There's no. He would say, this is what Elliot would do. Elliot would say that Nickelback and Def Leppard don't have any hits. That's what Elliot would say. Because Elliot only, thank you for the call, Dan. Elliot only likes musicians that are popular on social media.
Yeah, well, because I listened to Stairway to Heaven for the first time in like 5 years today. Because I saw something on Instagram and it was like, wow, I haven't heard a song in a while. And it really reminds you how great the song is.
Yep.
Out of curiosity.
Step.
No, it's Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, what were you saying?
I know what I'm singing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know what song you're talking about.
You would know Stairway to Heaven if you heard it.
He just burst into song out of
nowhere. Yeah.
I'm so confused.
I was about to start singing, climbing the stairway to heaven.
Not that stairway to heaven.
I knew it wasn't that way.
No, but so I was out of curious.
Yes, Temptations.
Okay.
I knew Ellie would have a horrible answer. So I asked him, have you ever listened to Stairway to Heaven? No. And he said, never heard of it. And I said, that's about what I expected.
He said he's never heard of it?
Never heard Stairway to Heaven. Just ridiculously on brand.
See, that's why I get mad at him when he brings up opinions about music.
I don't know.
And very assuredly.
Yeah. Well, but someone...
He always feel that Elliot knows he doesn't know a whole lot about music, but he likes to irritate you two with his music opinions.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. I think he knows he doesn't know, and he doesn't. Right.
He likes his. Let's face it. He likes a little bit more hip hop music.
I don't even know it's hip hop. I don't know what he likes.
Yeah, I don't know what he likes.
Like what a 30 to 35 year old white woman would like. That is Elliot's music taste.
Yeah, Elliot walking around his long sleeve Beyonce tee. Yeah. He paid $85 for.
I got a report that Elliot big time some fans out at the bar over the weekend.
Oh, I doubt that.
No,
they were probably harassing him he big timed him.
So what's up, ESP? And he just kept walking.
Maybe he didn't hear him. Happened to me on that airplane. Somebody said hi to me. I didn't notice it. Elliot doesn't seem like a big time kind of guy.
Doesn't seem like it.
No. I think he gets so excited when someone says they like
him. Yes, of course.
Because given how his Twitter mentions usually
are. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I'm not saying Jack is a little too sensitive about Trey Turner, but he's a four-point plan away from needing to be called OG Fritz. Frank in Ardmore.
Yeah, what's the Trey Turner four-point plan?
So let me get out in front of this one.
Yeah.
I'm way more sensitive about Bryce than Trey. And it ain't close.
Yeah, right. Yeah, for sure.
I would totally agree with that. Yeah.
Thank you.
I wouldn't even say you're sensitive about Trey.
Yeah, today was to prove a point.
Yeah.
Today was to prove a point. That's it.
First pitch up and in? Pregnant Joe DiCamera might literally eat the baseball. Tim in Newark.
Wow. Pregnant Joe DiCamera.
I like it. He keeps calling me Boban. It still doesn't make any sense.
It's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny, but it's also,
He's trying to say you're an ogre.
But I'm not. I'm only 6'1".
I know.
Compared to a measly him, I guess so.
Not in size, but in theory.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But Bowen's not attractive.
I agree.
No.
Yeah.
Ike, if I were to ask you, how many more 100 RBI seasons do you think Bryce has than Trey Turner? You would probably,
at least say two.
He's only got one more.
Wow.
Yeah.
Game's changed.
Yep. What's next?
Spike at the arbitration hearing. My client won 20 games and had a 2.2 ERA in the regular season. Jolly. Who cares? Arbitrator. Judgment to Jolly, and it wasn't close. Alex in Lancaster.
That does sound like how it would go. Yeah. He didn't win anything.
He
didn't win. There's good, and there's not good. All right. What's next?
Just sound polite and don't call him an idiot. Just sound polite and don't call him an idiot. LA's inner thoughts after Spike asked him about Bryce leading off.
I don't think that's true.
LA was trying. First he was like, I can see. I don't think so.
See, I think he's against it. I don't know if he thought I was stupid. He thinks the idea of teams doing that might be stupid. I get it, but I wasn't even going to ask him that. But
well, certainly a difference in philosophy.
Yeah,
old school versus new school.
And I'm pretty old school in most of my baseball stuff.
Yeah,
but
you got a great point. A lot of the great hitters are batting leadoff.
Well, they are.
And when it comes down to the numbers of impact, like get the most at bats in a baseball game.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why would you not want that with your best player?
Yep. What's next?
I am absolutely not tearing my biceps. Spike not doing push-ups.
I'm back to 250. I'm back, baby. It took me a couple of weeks, but there's no more shame. I'm doing them in where I live in South Jersey now.
So I just need one video.
What's
one
that?
One video sent in.
No videos.
Of you doing push-ups.
No videos. UPS guy yelled at me. He was like, you're doing your push-ups?
Did he laugh a little bit?
A little bit. And then I'm like, Jesus.
Welcome back.
Yep. What's next?
Everyone else, here are some advanced analytics to prove my point. Jack Fritz, have they been to the Pro Bowl or All-Star game? Mark and Modco.
Old school sports talk. Back when sports talk was sports talk.
Make a Pro Bowl.
Yeah, you're a big Pro Bowl guy. Yeah. Your big Trey was good because he was in the All-Star game last year.
Wow. It's just he started the All-Star game at shortstop.
But it doesn't count because Bryce has only made two.
Well, Bryce,
he's been here. Yeah.
Well, he's been hurt. He's going to go in the Hall of Fame wearing a Phillies cap. You know who's not going to be invited?
Who?
You.
Oh, right. What's
next? For the show live from Cooperstown.
Yeah, and I won't be there?
No.
Yeah. What's next?
I'm going to have 10 union players and Howie Roseman. ESP in South Philly.
Dude, I'm already mad at his top 11. I don't even know what it is.
It's going to be he's going to have Jalen 1, of course.
Of course.
Which is, you know, whatever. But then he's going to have Kavin Sullivan.
Yeah.
On it. The 14-year-old soccer player.
Yes. Making the list.
Yeah. He made the list last year.
Didn't he make the list last year?
He did.
I can't wait for Broads to top 11.
Can
he put a flyer on there?
You got to have Meechkoff on there.
Yeah, Meech, TK.
Brindamore.
Nice.
All right. Well, we won't be with you tomorrow, but you will be treated to the finale of Phillies and the Toronto Blue Jays. So we will talk to you Friday from Chickies and Pete's. We thank you so much for listening. Coming up next is Leading Off with Jack Fritz and then Phillies Baseball, 7:07 start here on WIP and the free Odyssey app. Mick Abel, his second Philly start is tonight, 7:07. Thanks again for listening.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.